back to Fastest Stats, and this gonna be a quick one. I was just up thinking. I literally, it's 2:14 in the morning. I've been up thinking about the same thing for hours. I was like, I just need to put it down. And pretty much it's like, pay attention to what goes on in your life, man. Like, understand who's your support system. Understand what your team consists of. Understand who brings what. Understand the value that each individual bring to your life. Like, I can literally say every monumental part of my life, somebody was there for me. I remember as a kid, the memories I made, I had my two brothers with me at every step of the way. I remember when they moved away, who was there for me when things started to go wrong, when I started to live a life that I shouldn't have got into. I remember the people there to help me, steer me to a different way. Like, for instance, I remember every graduation I've had from middle school through college. My brother Tommy was literally right there on the side of me. I remember in college, one of the, maybe my fourth or fifth friend I've ever met was my boy AB, and he's literally the producer to the podcast, and he's the reason I got into podcasting. People might not know this, but I hate the word podcast, but the people around me got me into doing stuff like this. My boy AB, every day, from the moment we met, literally was telling me get into it. One of my greatest accomplishments is being in a movie, and my brother, the first person I've ever looked up to outside of my dad, literally wrote and produced the movie, and it wasn't a time where he gave me the role. I literally had to try out for it. And to be honest, I didn't have a big role. I was not a star. I wasn't even somebody that you would consider important to the movie. But my brother literally, like, put me through that task. And I pushed through and I did what I had to do to make it work. Like, literally every big part, big step in part of my life, the people that's near and dear to me has been part of it. And I think we all need that, a really strong support system, people that will push you to be better. And not only push you to be better, but you do the same. The same people that I mentioned, it's many others. But I was just thinking today, like, man, like, these people, like, within the last 6-7 years of my life, they've been there every step of the way. Like, I remember in high school when I wasn't working to the best of my abilities, I remember Tommy telling me, like, bro, what happened to you? You made straight A's in elementary. What happened to you in that little bit of time, bro? And without me telling him what was going on, I was just motivated by him knowing that I was a straight-A student. And so when he started questioning me, I didn't take heed to it right away. I'm not going to lie and say I did. But it was at one point I was just like, bro, he right. Let me get back to that. And that's something that we need to understand, we need to do. Like, taking accountability for our actions. All of us have been screwed over. It has nothing to do with what happened to us. It's about how we respond. You can either give in to your trauma or you conquer it and you just move on. You know, like, things ain't easy. It's never easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. We would all do the same thing. But it's not. That's why some of our miscues and mishaps and mistakes happen when they happen in the way that it happened, doing things that important to us. It's meant for it to go that way, to show us that we're different for this reason. I wish I could tell y'all why I lost so many people. Only thing I get from it is to help those that do lose people that's the similar relation to me, or that's just as many. Update. Y'all might not follow me on all social media, but I became a teacher, bro. I'm literally a teacher now. Like, this thing is way bigger than me. I want to help not just myself, but the ones coming behind us, because they need just as much guidance as I did. And I had people offering it to me and I didn't listen, but they never gave up. And that's what I want to be for Mads. It's a lot of things out here that I could literally just point to, but really, I just want to say we really need strong support systems. Get it together. Like, the person next to you should be somebody you trust with your life. If you can only trust them with something specific, then only be with them in that setting. It's a lot of people that I'm cool with that I have good relationships and bonds with, but I can't take them everywhere that I go. We didn't grow up the same. I don't know how they'll react to situations that I personally may come across. And so just the fact that it's a chance that I come across it, the fact that it could happen, I just can't have certain people around certain things involving me. And it's not me being ashamed of them or anything like that. It's just a simple fact. It's not right. I can't maximize myself if I'm bringing my people who's uncomfortable in certain situations to places they're uncomfortable in. It don't benefit neither one of us. So, yeah, like, make sure your team is full of individuals that's going to push you, make you get better, and that want to see you succeed. Because at the end of the day, we all going to shine when we all grind. All this is one movement. It's one ship. And until your team, right, and as you as the captain, y'all won't ever sail nowhere. It'll be the same thing. Y'all gonna continue to sink. Nobody gonna be able to see what they trying to get to, because y'all pulling each other down. Just because the history is there don't mean that what you need is there. Love ain't enough. Friendship, relationship, whatever you want it to be. Stay in tune. The boy gonna keep dropping for sure.